Jesus said it was clear, you will know men by their fruit. We've seen the fruit of the false Anabaptist place. False gospels, worldliness, feminization, coward leaders, and this is the fruit of the false Anabaptist faith that will go all across the internet and expose for the world to see that the gospel is not just believe on Jesus, John 3:16. The gospel is Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. By his perfect work, we must repent. You can't be part of man-made religion if you haven't repented. And then the Bible says, when you have repented, you'll be born from above by his Spirit. If you're born from above, the fruit is that you keep the commandments, the traditions of the New Testament body. You do not keep false traditions of man, and you must endure in a saving faith. Without such fruit, you will not have eternal life to come. Here's a man interrupting the gospel as I preach it.
No, I'm not.
I did not interrupt their religious service. How dare him interrupt my preaching? You've had the Anabaptist faith your whole life, probably, and you don't have the truth. Why would I stand and listen to you? Repent and seek the kingdom of God while it may be found. Turn from your sin. Turn from your sin. Loving our neighbor. Don't need to listen to false Anabaptist doctrine. Don't need to listen. Really? Yeah, I love you too. Unless you repent, you're going to perish, Anabaptist. You're going to perish in your sin. It's loving to call you out. Menno Simons would have come and rebuked you. Menno said he'll debate anyone. These people won't even bring a Bible and let men talk about the Word of God. They hide in the shadows and the dark. How wicked and how sinful. Feminization, false gospels, pagan holidays, unloving, wicked Anabaptists will not inherit the kingdom of God. Loving you, calling you to repentance. Turn from your sin today. Seek Christ while he may be found. Glory to God.